From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to Let the Bible Speak. As Dr. Alan Cairns approaches the conclusion of this series on the Lord's Prayer, he's dealing with the closing doxology of the prayer, "For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." He has shown the necessity of retaining these words as a vital part of the prayer, demonstrating that this closing ascription is intimately related to all of the preceding petitions. Now he is dealing with a matter of living in the light of eternity, focusing on the final word of the doxology, forever, in a message called Lessons from the Eternity and Immutability of God. The reality of eternity serves as a warning to the unsaved of the folly of living without reference to eternity. Furthermore, it reminds believers that our efforts in life should be directed toward the eternal, not the temporal. Before the message, we invite your attention to a devotional thought from the pen of the great 19th century preacher C.H. Spurgeon, as found in his Faith Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled, From Anger to Love. The text is found in Micah chapter 7 and verse 19. He will turn again. He will have compassion upon us. He will subdue our iniquities. And thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. God never turns from his love, but he soon turns from his wrath. His love to his chosen is according to his nature. His anger is only according to his office. He loves because he is love. He frowns because it is necessary for our good. He will come back to the place in which his heart rests, namely, his love to his own, and then he will take pity upon our griefs and end them. What a choice promise is this! He will subdue our iniquities. He will conquer them. They cry to enslave us, but the Lord will give us victory over them by his own right hand. Like the Canaanites, they shall be beaten, put under the yoke, and ultimately slain. As for the guilt of our sins, how gloriously is that removed! All their sins, yes, the whole host of them, thou wilt cast. Only an almighty arm could perform such a wonder. Into the depths of the sea, where Pharaoh and his chariots went down. Not in the shallows, out of which they might be washed up by the tide, but into the depths shall our sins be hurled. They are all gone. They sank into the bottom like a stone. Hallelujah! You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We've been greatly encouraged by the response to these broadcasts. Your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. If this series on prayer is helpful to you, you may be interested in obtaining Dr. Cairns's book, The Lord's Prayer, which contains the text of the entire series. You may purchase a copy in a number of ways. You may find the book on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Simply go to the website and click on Web Store. If you prefer, you may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. However you choose to obtain a copy, you're sure to receive a great blessing as you apply these truths about prayer in your own life.
I have frequently quoted to you the words of a headstone in an old Southern Irish cemetery, and I do not apologize for bringing this message from the dead to you again. As soon as I heard it, I've never since forgotten it. A message from a man whose corpse has already turned to dust. Consider, man, as you pass by, as you are now, so once was I, as I am now, soon you will be. Consider, man, eternity. That is the urgent call that is implicit in the words forever. Because whatever we say or whatever we do in this world is always in the light of this forever. This is a solemn warning for every sinner. Every word and every deed has an eternal dimension. Never forget that. There's a warning not only, of course, to people who are not saved, there's a warning to those who are saved. in this word forever. And it is that we should never forget that we live for eternity. One of the saddest sights in the world is to see a person who says he's saved. And the great matters of eternity are implanted in his heart. And yet, it appears that his only concerns are the concerns of time. If you're a Christian today, God warns you to keep this in mind. We do not live just for the moment. We do not live merely for this life. We live and serve for eternity. That is the best course of action for the Christian that produces the greatest results for eternity. That is the best investment of time that produces a harvest for eternity. Now put your life in that perspective. What use then, all the effort that people put in to providing money for a college education for children for whom they don't pray, over whom they do not labor to win them for Christ? Now, there's nothing wrong with providing for a college education. There's nothing wrong with a college education in itself. But if that's all you give a child, you educate him for hell. What I'm saying to you is, there are things that are temporal and must be looked after, but there are things which are eternal, which are of greater significance and greater urgency and greater importance. Labor not, says the Lord Jesus, for the meat that perisheth. Do not waste your time and your energy and give all of your resources to things that are just like the flower of the grass that will be taken away with the next wind of change. Labor for eternity. Labor for that. I don't want to get off on a tangent, but let me repeat something to which I've made reference in the past. I think that it's tragic that so many of God's people, especially Christian women, have been guilted by the atheistic feminist theology or philosophy. There's both, because you get these people in the church and they're supposed to be theologians, but theology or philosophy, that tells a woman that her great calling in life is personal fulfillment. The full use of her intellectual and artistic and other powers. And she should not bury herself in a home. She should not sell herself short by limiting her horizons to cleaning up after babies and children. I'm all for a woman enjoying all the powers that God has given her intellectually and otherwise. But let me tell you what greater fulfillment for man or woman could there be than seeing the fruit of their own bodies saved, growing in Christ, living lives that glorify God, and then go to heaven for all eternity. And if any man or woman would ever think that that's burying yourself or selling yourself short, I have to wonder if your mind has ever been enlightened by grace at all. It is not to condemn those who must do something outside the home. There are women in Scripture who are highly praised, who had to do much outside the home. That's not my purpose. My purpose is to say, whatever you do, wherever you do it, remember, as a Christian, you live with eternity's values in view. That's the warning of the word forever. But this is not just a warning. It's a glorious message. Believe it or not, I had intended to get through all that I have said in about 2 or 3 minutes and get to what I really want to talk about. That this term forever carries this glorious message to every Christian in the place of prayer. Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. This is the doxology, the great consummation of the Lord's Prayer. It teaches us that the eternity and the immutability or the unchangeableness of the perfections and the praise of our God give powerful direction and strong confidence to our praying. Think of that. The eternity and the immutability of God's perfections and praise give powerful direction to our praying and strong confidence to our praying. If you examine this text, I think you'll find that it does 5 things as it teaches us far-reaching lessons from the eternity and the immutability of God. Now, I'll probably not get all 5 of them done today, but we can start. This text, first and foremost, impresses the solemnity of eternity upon our praying. Now, I have had cause to emphasize in past weeks that praying, by its very nature, is an earthly activity. Necessarily, when we pray, our praying takes note of earthly situations and earthly needs. But this great ending to the Lord's Prayer tells us that our praying must never lose sight of the eternal dimension. Now, what does that mean? Well, it means first and foremost, never become so burdened with temporal matters, even legitimate things, that you neglect the place of prayer. The Bible is full of this. Paul told the Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing. The Lord Jesus told a parable in Luke chapter 18. And the very first verse says, men ought always to pray and not to faint. Paul, as he gave the Ephesians in chapter 6 of that epistle, the details of the Christian's armor, talked then about how to put on the armor. The hymn writer says, each piece put on with prayer. And that catches the apostle's meaning. For he says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Praying always. The psalmist said in the 55th Psalm, evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. Again, we think of Jonah down in the belly of the great fish. And he said, when my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came in unto thee into thy holy temple. Now we may say, well, Jonah was in a fix. He was in an extreme of necessity. Therefore, he had to pray. Well, that's true. But in conjunction with all these other statements of Scripture and the commands of these texts, the message is that if you're in necessity, pray. If you're in prosperity, pray. If it's the morning time, pray. If it's the evening time, pray. If you feel like it, pray. If you don't feel like it, pray. What we are learning is we should never become so burdened with the matters of time that we allow them to crush the spirit of prayer and lead us to neglect prayer. Nothing in this world should keep God's people from prayer. Now let's understand that. This is not just the work of the preacher. It is. Let me tell you, some of the most prayerless people in America are the preachers of America. If you want proof of that, all you've got to do is read the surveys that magazines that somehow or other are sent out to preachers from time to time. Surveys that are done among preachers. And you will find that preachers struggle with this matter of prayer. Many of them pray very, very little. And I suppose it's obvious in their preaching. But this is not just a matter for preachers. This is a matter for Christians. This is a matter for the saints of God. Pray, and don't let anything crowd out the place of prayer in your life. There's nothing so important that it should take the place of the closet time with God. Jesus said, enter into your closet, shut the door, shut out the world, shut out your business, shut out your friends, yes, shut out your family. We hear so much talk about quality time with family, and that's a very good idea. But remember, the quality time with God, not a few tired moments at the end of a busy day. Not the dismissive nod that says, well now, God, I have given you all the time I can, and that should satisfy you for another while. Not that abominable dismissiveness toward the God of heaven. But the honest setting aside of a time and a place to get alone with God. Don't let anything in this world ever make you neglect the place of prayer.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We are here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.